எரம்பெட்டி ஊராட்சி எரம்பெட்டி கிராமத்துல இருந்து நான் ரித்தியாஸ்ரீ பேசுறேன். நான் வந்து இங்கிலீஷ்ல 17 ஆரஞ்சஸ் கதை சொல்ல போறேன். கிளம் லுக்குடு ஆங்கிரி ஆல் த வே ஹோம், தென் ஹி ஸ்மைல்டு. ஹி ஓபன்ட் த பாக்ஸ் இன் த கிச்சன் அண்ட் டுக் அவுட் அ லார்ஜ் டச் சீஸ். தட் வாஸ் கிளம்ஸ் ஸ்டோரி. பட் ஐ வாஸ் நாட் சோ லக்கி. போங்கோ த போலீஸ்மேன் காட் மீ ரெட் ஹேண்டட் பிகாஸ் மை அப்ரோம் String broke. He noticed that my trouser pockets were somewhat bulging. Hey, wait a minute, Pongo shouted. He caught me by the collar, took me into his cabin nearby and looked into my pocket. There were 17 oranges. Pongo counted them and placed them carefully on the table. Too many people are stealing from the dogs, Pongo said. You stolen these oranges and concealed them in your pocket. Have you anything to say? I said nothing. I was very flinched, but I kept quiet. He had read a lot of detective stories to make the mistake of babbling. Anything you say may be used as evidence against you. I knew that the best plan was to say nothing. So you won't say anything, said Pongo. I'm going to bring another policeman here. He'll be a witness against you. When I bring up this case in the court, Pongo left the cabin and locked the door behind him. I was very worried. I looked at the walls. I looked at the door. I looked at the 17 oranges and I looked at the apron with his broken string. I lost my job. I thought, perhaps I'll go to prison. What will my father say? What will my father do? I almost have up the hope of escaping from the trouble. I was locked in the cabin and the oranges were on the table. Pongo had gone to bring the witness. I was in trouble. Oh my God, I said. What can I do? Eat the oranges, said the voice in my head. Eat the evidence. Eat them, I asked. Yes, said the voice in my head. Eat them and the evidence will be gone. Be quick, eat them all. I thought for half a second. Then I took an orange. I peeled it and put it in my mouth. Soon only the pipe were left. Before